The 2018 National Climate Assessment, a major scientific report produced by 13 federal agencies, concluded that if greenhouse gas emissions from burning fossil fuels continue to increase at current rates, the frequency of severe fires in the West could triple. The report noted that climate change will also bring more specific threats to California. Increased drought could devastate the state's farmers. Warming waters could close fisheries and spur the growth of toxic algae. And rising seas could inundate the homes of 200,000 Californians and erode two-thirds of California beaches by 2100. The Trump administration moved this summer to eliminate California's authority under the Clean Air Act to set standards on planet-warming tailpipe pollution that are stricter than those set by the federal government. When California officials struck a deal in July with four automakers to abide by the state's tougher standards, the EPA formally revoked California's authority, prompting a lawsuit. The Trump administration has also threatened to withhold highway funding, open an antitrust investigation into California's deal with the carmakers, and filed suit to block part of a state initiative to limit greenhouse gases from power plants, arguing that its regional cap-and-trade system was unlawful because it included Quebec, Canada. Why are they going out of their way to attack this authority now? Asked Daniel Lashoff, director of the World Resources Institute, a research organization focused on environmental policy, adding that California has been working with Quebec for over a decade. The lawsuit against California could slow the spread of such programs. And if the court backs the Trump administration in the fight over auto pollution standards, 13 other states that have adopted California's stricter standards would also be forced to abandon them.